Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3. Woo!
Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's Leanne Hanifin with you this morning. And if I'm being a bit honest, I genuinely do feel a bit born again this morning. Today is my first day back after Christmas. If you were the very same as well, you're back at work this morning. Well, listen, we're getting through it together. I also feel born again because I spent the last 2 weeks sitting on the couch at home in Kerry. I make you this promise, I am trying so hard to dial back the Kerry accent this morning. Every single time that I go home for even a weekend, right, I will return to Dublin and people will say to me straight away, you were at home, weren't you? Because they can just hear it through me. So that's a weekend, as you can imagine, 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm sounding very Kerry this morning. I do hope you had a lovely break and that you're feeling rested, you're feeling relaxed, and you're feeling excited for the year ahead as well. Now, there's a phrase that you hear at this time of year that either kicks your motivation into gear or sends shivers down your spine. New Year's resolutions. Yay, nay, can I just say, I love them. Every single year, I would say from maybe 2022 or 23, I have made the most comprehensive list of New Year's resolutions. This is the kind of person I am, right? For 2026, I have done the very same, right? It is a list as long as my arm. If I was to bring you through them all, we'd be here all day. So let me share a selection of mine, right? I'm a very ambitious person, right? Whether they get done or not, it doesn't matter. At least I've written them down. I want to visit 2 new countries this year. I think that's achievable. I also have signed myself back up for Irish dancing. I used to do Irish dancing, I'd say, for about 5 or 6 years when I was in secondary school. And then just kind of like wanted to kind of do it again. There's something about, I suppose, honouring the child in yourself that I find and have found over the last couple of months especially is really, really important. And it's a thing that has actually brought me so much joy. So Irish dancing, used to love it. I thought, why not go back to it and love it again? And the final one that I will share with you this morning, right? I'm after signing up for a half marathon. Have I lost my mind? The disclaimer, right? I do love to run. I love the gym, love all that. I can do a 5K, you know, love a park run. I sign up for the odd 10K as well. I also enjoy those. And I've always said I wanted to do a half marathon. But it's one thing in saying something. You have to do it. You have to sign up and actually have something that is going to keep you accountable for the next couple of weeks and the next couple of months. I will be doing my half marathon, fingers crossed, at the very start of May, okay? Gonna keep you up to date with all of that and the Irish dancing as well here on the show on Instagram. I'm at Leanne Hanifin if you do want to follow along. I want to know though this morning, are you like me? Are you a resolution kind of person? If you're not, that's absolutely fine. I would like to know why though. And if you are, well, I would love for you to share some of yours this morning for a bit of motivation that's going to inspire us all to be great people in 2026, no matter how big or small. The more random, the better as well. Maybe you're going to make the kids' lunches the night before instead of the morning of school. Maybe you're setting aside a certain amount of money per week, per month. You're saving for something. Or maybe you just want to survive, and you know what? That is fine as well. You can send your text or your WhatsApp voice note. I would love to hear your voice this morning to 087 798 9898. I hope that you were keeping nice and warm from that chilly weather out there and that you've had a good start to your morning. You're raring to go. You're gearing up for a big January and for a big 2026. We're talking New Year's resolutions at the moment because I did share with you some of my more ambitious ones. I told you that I am going to be going back Irish dancing. It was something I always loved doing when I was in secondary school. And then, you know the way, when you grow up and you're busy and life gets in the way, you just kind of forget to do them. So I said, no, do you know what now? Used to make me happy. I'm going to go back and I'm going to do it again. I also told you, for some reason, I've signed myself up for a half marathon. That'll be taking place in May. In my mind, I'm not scared of it right now because it's still a bit of time away, but we'll see how things go. Also, of course, I would love to hear from you this morning on 087 798 9898, sharing your New Year's resolutions, if you are a resolution kind of person, for a bit of motivation for us all to hear, I think. Leisha is in Luke and she says, we are expecting a baby in March, so my goal for 2026 is to survive having two under two. Oh, Leisha, good luck to you. You've got your work cut out. Dave is in Clonie. He says, my New Year's resolution is to spend less time scrolling on the phone. Like you, Leanne, I used to play soccer when I was younger, so gonna go back and play some social soccer. I love that. And here's Sarah.
Hi, Leanne. My New Year's resolution is to try my very best to dial back the road rage. not that I've ever, you know, shouted at someone, or, you know, I rarely beep my horn, but it's more of an internal road rage. Mm. My fiance said it's not good for me. So yeah, that's my New Year's resolution.
Oh, Sarah, I love that. And you know what? I could take that one as well, actually. Any tips, any tricks for that, do let me know.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes.
98FM.
She is back for 2026. It's Entertainment Eve.
Happy New Year.
Sum up your Christmas and your New Year's in three words.
Super busy and lazy. Oh, that's five.
And doesn't count. That's okay. Sorry. It's okay. Yeah. Fabulous. It is wonderful to have you back here in studio, bringing us up to date with all of the showbiz news. Where are we kicking off this morning?
We are kicking it off with the Critics' Choice Awards. They were critical, they were choicy, and they chose who their best leading actor was. Of course, it was Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
We saw all of the hype around the pictures. The orange dresses.
Iconic.
Iconic. Amazing.
And didn't someone try to recreate it then as well last night?
I kind of like that a lot more.
I love it. If you don't know, put into Google Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner and just orange. Orange will lead you to the outfits that we are talking
very
about.
Very orange.
Very,
thank
very
God
orange.
They didn't have a spray tan because that would have been horrendous.
Very true.
Really bad. But anyway, Timothée Chalamet gave his acceptance speech, but he was very smitten and it just was like, ugh. No,
Emer's not here for it. Let's have a listen.
And lastly, I'll just say thank you to my partner of 3 years. Thank you for our foundation. I love you. I couldn't do this without you.
Oh, Emer, do you not like
no,
that?
No.
Emer's not lovey-dovey at all.
It's
whereas
not.
I listened to that and I saw the video on socials this morning and I was like, that is so cute.
Cute and everything like that, but is it real?
Do you know what? I have never rooted for a Kardashian / Jenner relationship more in my life.
Oh, no.
And do you know what? I'm going to make a 2026 prediction here and now. They'll be engaged by the end of the year.
Don't say that.
I promise
no.
you. I think they will.
No.
I really do.
Imagine what their babies would look like.
Beautiful.
They would be
like
stunning.
Absolutely stunning babies.
Oh my God, minted babies too. Yeah,
and that too.
Anyway, moving on to our best supporting lead actress, leading the Irish for this. Jessie Buckley's after winning for Hamnet, lead role in Hamnet, and she decided to give Paul Mescal a little bit of a shout out.
Oh.
Paul. I bloody love you, man. And I know loads of other women do in this room too. I could drink you like water working with you every single day. You're a giant of the heart and thank you so much.
I've heard a lot of people lusting over someone else, but never have I ever heard anyone saying, I would drink water.
What a compliment.
I would drink your water.
What a compliment.
Okay.
It's like the Sydney Sweeney bath water all over again.
Very much. And she was selling that for like a bit of money.
Paul Mescal bath water possibly.
New idea there.
Get those GAA shorts on.
Can I give a mention as well for Jessie Buckley and the fact that she is from Kerry?
She is from Kerry.
Come
I saw
on.
That. Yeah. She's
love
representing
that.
For you.
Up Killarney.
Also loved her. She wasn't really wearing a dress. It was like kind of trousers and a top moment. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Love a suit. Love
I think
a suit.
It's the start of her as well. I think this is the very start of what we are going to see of a lot of
so
Jessie Buckley
more to
here
come.
For it. Yeah.
But there's a couple of other people that we need to mention. So Jacob Elordi got Best Supporting Actor for Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Sinners won 4, and then Frankenstein also won 4 awards.
Ooh.
And K-pop Demon Hunters,
which we are hearing about
obsessed
all the time.
With.
If you have children, you know about this.
Sorry for mentioning it. But they won the Best Animation and Best Song. And Adolescence obviously took home a load of awards as well.
And deservingly as well.
Very deservingly.
Amazing. Finally then this morning, Emer, are we ever going to put to rest?
I feel like every time I'm on here, I talk about James Bond. But this one is a big, huge... Let's get in the mood.
Okay, let's get in the mood. Tell me now, because as you say, we've talked about this many times. The speculation. Is it actually going to be put to bed here and now?
It seems like it is, because the only way I can describe him is Dua Lipa's fella, Callum Turner.
What?
Yes, he's been leading in the bookies for quite a while now. But close sources towards him have said, like, oh, he basically said that he got the role.
He's going around telling, like, friends and family, like, acquaintances.
The exact
Listen,
line.
Keep this on the low, but this is happening.
Was babbling all over the town. I love the word babbling. But also, Dua Lipa is apparently over the moon for him. Does this mean that she's going to be the song for the next 007?
That is a fantastic shout.
She could be.
I can see that.
But also, maybe she wants it so badly that they're just like, oh, just offer it to him. We want her to sing the song. We need Dua Lipa on now.
If you have one, you have to have the other one.
She's such a Bond girl as well.
100%. Yeah. Oh, imagine Callum and Dua as like Bond and Bond girl.
That
I can see
iconic.
That. Like, I can actually see that in front of me. And then her to do the song. Like, she's got real kind of like
class.
Low tones about her like voice and stuff like that. That would be stunning. Yeah.
Well, the last one we kind of remember is Adele and Sam Smith.
Yes, yeah. Actually. Didn't Billie Eilish do it as well?
Oh, I forgot about her. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So we're saying Callum Turner for now.
Yes.
He's confirmed it, but nobody else has confirmed
it. Paul Mescal was also in the lead too.
I think basically the conclusion is the speculation continues.
All the time.
Entertainment humor. Thank you so much for that.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.